Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, and usually we're not taping a lot of interviews. I like to do them live, but on this one, it was either do it today or we'd have to wait forever. The guy's really busy. Dr. Mark Siegel, really good on Fox News Channel. And so much has piled up. The decision yesterday by the vaccine board with RFK Jr. to modify, and I thought, as a layman, this was a pretty moderate thing. Look, there's a gut instinct that a lot of us have on the vaccine thing, that the overkill on the number of vaccines and the putting them all in one shot is counterintuitive to, as a parent, something that seems good for the kid, potentially. So we wanted to talk to Dr. Siegel about that. He agreed on that, and he thinks this is moderate. And I don't see the need for the hepatitis B vaccine with kids. This is another big bone of contention. Dr. Siegel was on board with it. And then he is on board with getting rid of drug ads on TV. I'm not. I'm in the other camp on this. I think Dr. Marty McCarry is kind of where I am. And last, he told me, you're going to hear this, that he has inside information for inside the Trump administration about the autism issue and factors. And I think I got the sense from him, this is going to roll out pretty soon. He's not a guy that thinks it's due to vaccination. So there's a heck of a lot here. And as we've said many times, RFK Jr. is the biggest alliance that Trump has. And they're doing these rallies on September 27th, the MAHA people. Make America Healthy Again, across the country, for RFK Jr. I believe because they think some of the polling and some of the push and pull coming from the other side is negative, and maybe Trump will say, hey, calm things down. We can't be having this. That's what's in the air out there. Now, I don't know that Trump is saying that. I think Trump is backing him, although you may remember, suddenly President Trump started talking about the efficacy of the polio vaccine. And he said, yeah, most vaccines, I don't see what the problem is. This guy is the second biggest thing in the Trump administration other than Trump, in my view. He dwarfs Defense Department, all that stuff. This is where, and he brings an unusual number of people to the Make America Great movement that may or may not have come to that movement. So, I want to really get your response after this, though, and you'll hear particularly on the autism question. I gave him my theory, at least for some of it. He keeps on talking about genetic factors, and he does mention, listen for it, that he can only talk so much about autism because the Trump administration, he's consulting with them behind the scenes. He knows some things that are probably going to roll out on this. So that tells me this is coming pretty soon. Here's Dr. Mark Siegel. Dr. Siegel, give me your overall estimation now and break it down for laymen, if you can, for us. What happened with the advisory commission yesterday with RFK Jr. and the vaccine, the new recommendations? To me, as a layman and parent, they seem to be relatively moderate here. What's your take on it?
Well, I don't think that what's happened so far is a major issue at all. I think the issue is, you know, a larger one in terms of what the makeup is of the advisory committee, what their overall intent is, what their expertise is and how this is going to affect children. The current situation with the move yesterday is not major because the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine has been connected with the varicella, MMRV, we call it, for a long time. But there's a slight increase in febrile seizures associated with that. Now, febrile seizures are very common in childhood, and they're commonly associated with fevers. They scare parents, and I understand why, but they don't usually have any bad affected outcomes. But that in itself is a reason to decouple that vaccine, and 85% of kids already get it without the V attached. They either get the varicella at a separate at a different visit or at the same time. So it might make parents feel a little bit more in control. Simultaneously, the Vaccine Children's Program, which covers uninsured kids, very poor kids, and you might argue they may need to get the vaccine bundle, that hasn't changed. So the MMR vaccine will be available in the Vaccine Children's Program for impoverished areas under the age of four, and it will be available for other kids for their second dose over the age of four. But for very young children, the recommendation now out of the committee is let's give the MMR separately. And they're still continuing to recommend that first MMR at about a year, but let's give it separately. I find that to be a minor change, and I think it's in keeping with what people are already doing anyway.
We're talking with Mark Siegel, Dr. Mark Siegel, of course, from Fox News Channel in his own practice. And it's an honor every time, I would say. I've done national shows with you on my own show. As a layman, again, one of the things I've seen, particularly with New Jersey, it does strike me, gut, given the injuries and all that, I haven't studied it or look at it as you would, the overabundance of vaccination. It seems to be too much, the hepatitis B. The other we just discussed, and you seem to understand how parents and laymen might feel when you're bundling all these vaccinations in one. In the gut instinct, as a parent, you're thinking, can't this be spread out? Can't we do something else? So are those two concerns legit, or do you think they're being ratcheted up and it's going to be a problem?
I think that that's a legitimate concern that most parents have, but the question is, how is it applied scientifically to specific vaccines? I just gave you an example with MMR where that could actually work, and I'm fine with it. When it comes to hepatitis B, I got to give you the bold statistics on this, Dom, which is that back in 1991, when they started giving this vaccine to newborns, there were 20,000 cases a year of babies, newborns that got hepatitis. Right now, there's 20. And if they argue, which they may, let's just give it to the babies of women we know have hepatitis B, that would seem to be a good argument, except for one thing. A lot of times we don't know. And if a newborn gets hepatitis B, the chances of them getting chronic active hepatitis, which you do not want, is 90%. And the chances of them having a severe outcome or dying is 1 out of 4. And so we can't just say we'll give it to the babies of those we can't just give it to the babies of those who we know have it. But could we wait to a month is the question they're going to be addressing. Could we wait to a month, or do we need to give it before they leave the hospital? That's the question, and that's the debate.
Another area, I'm in the camp that I am, I can't say the word fine, but I am a free speech advocate or whatever on this. I think pharma ads should be on TV. I think the secretary has spoken just last night, this morning, and Marty McCary, who I have a lot of faith in, has talked in detail about how they're going to put more safeguards in, talking about, I remember the quote, doctor, he said something like, suddenly the music plays loudly when they say one of the side effects could be sudden death. You want to be able to hear that. Are you a fan of taking Big Pharma, the ads, the medical ads, off TV? And if so, why?
I am a big fan of taking them off TV.
Okay.
I agree with RFK, and I agree with Marty on this. And I think I might even be a little stronger, because I've been fighting this for many years, because I don't feel that I learn anything that way. And they used to come to our office and take us on trips and take us to dinners. A lot of that's been cut down. But the information that Pharma's giving out on TV ads is not unadulterated. And let's point out, Dom, that we now have AI. So if you want to know about this drug, you can actually you can actually go to ChatGPT. So I actually don't think they add anything. And we're only one of two countries in the world, us and New Zealand, that even allows for it. So I'm with RFK on this. I think that they move the needle for the consumer, and I think that consumers should get their information, okay, from AI, but also from their doctors.
Parting question for now, because you're such a busy guy, I don't know when we'll get you back again, and that is the big autism report coming down. I take some heat sometimes from listeners. I'm still in the camp that primarily we're doing a better job of analyzing it and putting the spectrum, putting more people on it. I think that's a big part of the increase. That doesn't seem to be where people want to go right now. What's your overall sense on what we're going to get and why, what is it, one out of 32 seems to be the statistic of newborns?
I have to say I have inside intel coming out of the administration on this that talked to me directly that I can't refer to. But I will say that genetic predisposition is a factor, and I think whatever is happening, it's starting in the womb. So I've never really worried about early childhood vaccines being connected to autism. I don't think that the thimerosal argument was convincing, although I think it's really important that they're out of influenza shots now. I think that is important. I think that's the right move, but not because I think that association. Genetic predisposition, what are you exposed to in the womb? I have to say, I had a researcher on the radio last week that's done a lot of work on acetaminophen, and he was legit. So the idea of looking at what women are exposed to during pregnancy and trying to figure this out is the right thing to be doing, plus looking at the genetics of it.
So that means what then? What is it that is the causal element here? Is there anything you can kind of hint at? I agree with you about Tylenol and things like that. We should be looking at it. What else?
I got a great answer for you. What I've been telling pregnant women ever since I've been in practice, the less you take, the better.
Yep, there
period.
You go. Yeah.
And if I have to keep you on the medications you're on because, let's say drugs for anxiety or depression, I don't like them during pregnancy, but you could argue the anxiety itself that you get if you're not on them is worse. So that's the juggling act we do all the time. But less is more, and the worst thing you can do is smoke cannabis during pregnancy. No pot, please.
Wow. Dr. Siegel, thank you so much. Again, I know how busy you are with Fox, your own practice. Want to get you back when this comes down, though. I really trust you on these issues very, very much. So it's great that you're in the public sphere doing what you do.
Thanks for having me, Don. Always great to be on with you.
Thanks,
thank
doctor,
you.
Very much.
All right. There's a message. There's the sub-ad there. No pot, ladies, during pregnancy. All right, boil all down. Now, that was a lot under a lot of pressure. We were counting down the Newsmax, and they were supposed to be, he was supposed to be on live today, but it worked out beautifully. I really want your response, though. You heard the stuff he said, and he's inside the autism thing. He is not a guy, the vaccine, but he did talk about genetic factors. And this is going to be such a sensitive area. He did talk about stuff you may take during pregnancy and the possibilities there. Less is more. And he was adamant. I was surprised about the No Pharma ads on TV. I'm kind of adamant the other way. I don't know how the person's going to AI exactly if they don't know the product. Look, they're outlandish, too. They're entertaining to me. And I get the idea that there's a theory that they may chill news organizations from saying anything bad about products. I just saw one, by the way. Could it be true? Saw this from the Commonwealth Foundation, who are very good. With our state tax dollars, they're spending $1 billion on Ozempic and things like that. Weight loss drugs. With our tax dollars. In Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. That's pretty prominent. All right, here are the phone lines, particularly if you're a mom. You know, maybe you gave birth a long time ago. You know, the idea of this and autism. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. I trust Dr. Mark Siegel. And he seemed to me to go along with almost everything with RFK Jr., Marty McCary, except he talked about the not in the camp of vaccine and autism. Okay. This is going to be as big as anything that happens in the Trump administration when this stuff comes down from RFK Jr. As I said, I'll give it to you as soon as I get it, that September 27th, there will be national rallies for RFK Jr. When's the last time a Secretary of Health and Human Services had national rallies for him? It's unprecedented with this guy. I mean, yeah, he's intriguing. He's an environmentalist, Henry, but we did an environmental event at WWDB out at Holy Family College, and he showed up being driven by a chauffeur in a black limo. You know, I guess he was going to say it's the only thing they offer, but not a good look. I thought he'd be biking there.
Awful optics.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm standing here. Isn't that RFK Jr. coming down the, yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. Of course, we have the side question. Think a little bit outside the box. I see one that is here. Think of not just a TV show. Think of something else that was spun off of something. But I do want to get you on Dr. Siegel and where we are here. Now, with Jimmy Kimmel, appears like he was going to double or triple down on Wednesday night. Say we were distorting his words. How dare we? No, we know clearly the nut path he was on. And it looks going to be pretty hard to get him back on ABC. At least that's where this seems to be heading. Now, the only part that I don't like, the FCC guy and all, you know, simmer, pump the brakes a little bit more here. I like the story as I think it is, which is this was an affiliate revolt. They revolted because this guy for a long time had been marginalizing with viewers, and he offended. He lied, and he did it at the most sensitive time imaginable. And his whole entire staff, probably is 100 people that work there. Now, to Henry's point, maybe nobody can say anything to him. Really, Jimmy? He's not Johnny Carson.
I feel like he's been on air enough to he thinks he's Johnny Carson, at least.
I would tell you that even O'Reilly, you know how O'Reilly is, right? Mm-hmm. He had a guy named Tabakov, right?
Yeah.
And Tabakov was his guru there. I wouldn't say boss. And O'Reilly called the show when I'm filling in, and he's telling me not to put him on. Then he said, all right, put him on, and here's what to say with, you know, coaching me to joust with Bill O'Reilly on his own show. My point being, even O'Reilly had a guy that he somewhat listened to. Jimmy Kimmel should have somebody there to say, you can't be doing this with Charlie Kirk going on. Are you kidding me?
I'm sure he did, because like, I saw the Nielsen ratings for his show, and you can probably tell when that person left their show.
Okay.
I'd have to find the Nielsen ratings again, but like they are in the toilet. Like peak 2013, 2014, when he's doing celebrities read mean tweets and all that stuff. Like, that's funny. At some point, he might have let that person go, and then that...
Okay.
It's all downhill from there.
Yeah, you would think there's somebody, even if gently they say to him, you know, not for nothing, I don't think it's a big deal, but how do you think this is going to play? They're already having trouble with the affiliates, et cetera, in various places. I'm pretty sure of that.
So but, Nielsen ratings, he peaked at 71, and this past year he's at 16.
Wow. Yeah. Hmm. The point being, I don't want the FCC to be ham-handed here. It's not about that. Going after everybody out there. Like, I'll use a face of this to see where you are. Jimmy Fallon. I mean, even Trump has mentioned him and all. Stop. What's Jimmy Fallon doing? I'm not saying I love Jimmy Fallon. I think he's I like anybody who can mimic, and he certainly does all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I don't watch him. He's not offensive. He's not going after Trump or MAGA or whatever. I don't think he says anything like that. So should we be on a campaign now? Let's get rid of Jimmy Fallon. No, shut up about Jimmy Fallon. Stop it. It distorts the argument here. The argument is not sigging the FCC on people. Although there is a legitimate legal issue here when you're broadcast TV and serving the public interest, I don't think that's the Jimmy Kimmel story here. And our story is better by relying on the ground up part of this, which is a major part of it. go after Jimmy Fallon. Don't bring Jimmy Fallon up. It looks ridiculous to me. It looks scattershot. Anybody? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Can you tell me why we should be going after Jimmy Fallon? There's nothing there. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. I'm coming to your calls. Get in on that. Get in on the side question. Of course, we have Dom's Money Melody a little bit later today. And Jeff Van Drew stopping by at 2. We'll talk with him about a number of things, including this vote today. I mean, I'll ask him, who else in Jersey? Mikey Sherrill voted. If Mikey Sherrill, running for governor in Jersey, of all places, can vote to say, yeah, Charlie Kirk, patriotic American, let's not do violence to each other. How can Mary Scanlon and Donald Norcross, here locally, how can they be against that? In what universe? And again, do people in the suburbs pay attention to anything other than as long as they're insulated from real life? They're okay. Let the world go to hell. Vote for Mary Gay Scanlon. Vote for Madeline Dean. Vote for the Houlihan. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. So AOC, who shockingly is definitely running for president, I predict that right here and right now. We're going to play you in a second. She gave the reason for her vote, saying we have to tell the world who Charlie Kirk really was. And the Mary Gay Scanlons, Donald Norcrosses of the world here locally, who essentially voted against this by not participating, that's what they were doing. The problem is not just them. The problem is always the media. The media is complicit in not trying to force them to respond to their constituents, to all of us. Why is it you couldn't vote to say Charlie Kirk was a patriotic American? We shouldn't be doing violence to each other. His death was a tragedy. That's what this resolution said. At least AOC is going down Broadway. I'm going to play you why she said she didn't vote for this. And we have to make America see who Charlie Kirk was. Hey, honey, keep after that. Let's see if you can convince America. Because we know about the 40% in either camp, but the 20% in the middle is clearly moving toward Charlie Kirk. To God, to Christianity, to various religious forms, expressing that civility. They're moving toward that. You're flying in the face of that. All right, we'll get that. Let me go to Lance in Springfield Township. Lance, good afternoon.
Hey, Damo, how you doing?
Good, Lance.
I just want to say that I agree with you in terms of it seems like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A very easy and simple thing to honor the memory and declare that, you know, we don't want violence against each other. And it seemed like it would be a slam dunk, you know, even 5 years ago. How we got to this point, I don't know. But the one thing that I am glad is at least we don't have to pretend when the Democrats say that they want to reach across the aisle, work partisan whenever they win the White House. They always want to be partisans with us and they always want us to work with them.
Right. And no, that is really exactly. Are. And but Lance, you would think the lesson of this week tread lightly on this, because as I said, this is a raw and sensitive thing here. And the numbers are astounding. And Lance, just looking at Henry, triggered me, Henry, that there are four Republicans on this, Lance. I mean, our printer was bad. I'm going to look up. Can you imagine four Republicans voted not voting on this? Four Republicans.
I really don't know where that comes from, Dom. It, like I said, just stuns me that we can't get together and you know, honor a memory, whether it's, you know, when Whitney Houston died or whatever, anytime any major celebrity dies and they want to, you know, lower the flag at the White House at half mast or whatever. Everybody's always respectful of that. And it just seems like it's very wrong thinking. It makes me sad, you know, to see that where we've come to at this point. But at least I can know that in my heart, you know, I know exactly where my political enemy is and where they think and where they lie.
Absolutely.
And they
yeah.
really don't want any kind of reaching across the aisle. Remember when Biden said he was going to reach across the aisle?
Yeah.
And the first thing he did was say, you know, all those bad MAGA people.
So, yeah, he did that chilling. It was the anniversary, that chilling video with the dark stuff here and all in Philadelphia. Lance, I think you got a great side. What's your side?
So, Dom, I thought about this, and I was thinking of all the different great movies that were sequels and everything else, and then it came to me. By far the most influential sequel of all time in the history is the New Testament.
And can I ask this question without being sacrilegious, by you bringing that up? We're talking about successful spinoffs. You know, I know I'm getting on dicey ground here, but yeah, I'm doing it for a purpose. I would say the New Testament is superior.
It's like Godfather 2, you know? It's
yes.
better than the original.
Yes, it is. It is. That's the whole core of it. Yeah. Now, there's one word, Lance. Let's see how good of a listener. I don't even know if Henry, we get this one. It's an S word, not a curse. A word I like saying. It's kind of fun, from the Old Testament, with armies in the Old Testament. Do you know the word? We don't use it as much anymore.
I got
an S. SM.
I got him in my ignorance on that one.
Great answer, though. Thank you, Lance.
I got to brush up on my Bible. I can't picture
it. Well, or I say it. I kid about it. Smite.
Oh,
smiting
smite.
People.
Yeah. I haven't heard
they
smite
were smitten,
in a while.
They're, you know, they're not smitten romantically, but they're smiting. There's a lot of smiting in there. We don't use it. It's a great word. Let's bring back smite. Smite your enemies. There's a lot. Henry, I'm not sure how I can find the four Republicans. See, this is this stuff. They put out voting.
I've got it in front of me.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
all right. Excellent.
So,
nice producing. You've had a pretty good producing week.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
take
that.
Take the day off. Take tomorrow off.
Yeah, Andrew, you take over here.
All right. No, tomorrow.
I'll
tomorrow,
be there.
Tomorrow. There you go. Yes, okay.
Anywho, so.
Don't say that. That's a hot seat. Everybody wants this.
That's
everybody
true.
Everybody wants to be a
that's
producer.
That's very true.
Show.
I shouldn't, yeah.
Nationally, people are calling Frank Canal right now. Quick story for listeners.
Mm-hmm.
The old building way back when, Dan wasn't even there. This is back when we were in the NBC 10 building, okay? We had pictures of all the hosts on the wall.
Right.
Don Imus was one of them. He was the morning show, if you can imagine how dreadful. And when somebody left or was, you know, unemployed, they would take the picture down, like the old Soviet Union.
Right.
A janitor broke the glass on the Don Imus picture, so they took it down just to replace it. I knew the program director and others. They got over 50 calls about the morning show because the picture was taken
broken.
Down. The picture was broken.
Beautiful.
Yeah. What were you
going Yeah, so, no, I was just going to say, yeah, the Republicans that voted, that didn't vote, I should say, are Mike Collins of Georgia, Elijah Crane of Arizona, Rick Crawford of Arkansas, and Derek Schmidt of Kansas.
All right.
Can't say I've heard of any of these people.
I've heard of the first two and maybe the third, and they're kind of contrarians, to put it mildly.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also contrarian cowards. Vote against them. You shouldn't be allowed to not vote. So are they saying, what, they couldn't be there for this vote?
Unless
they have some emergency.
I bet someone will ask them at some point.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But if you just absolutely, somebody died or you're that sick, okay. But Mary Gay Scanlon, you're hearing that right, out there in the suburbs, Delco, Chester. She voted present. And a present vote is always, to me, against. It's against this. You just don't have the guts to do it, Mary Gay. Come on, Delco Times and the others. Are you going to ask her about that? Are you going to inform people? What the hell goes on in the suburbs? We're insulated. We don't care about anything. We hate Trump. And Republican Party, why don't you call me right now and say, Dom, you're wrong. We are moving on this as you speak. We got the billboard guy. Mary Gay Scanlon voted against Charlie Kirk. If you think I'm kidding, put me in charge for 5 minutes. Henry, how much do we have? Four billboards. Make it five. Well, why would we do that? We can't beat her. We're rolling over and playing dead. We're probably not even going to run anybody against her. Guy Shiraki, if you're listening, out in the suburbs, Mr. Suburbs, wouldn't you do that? Take out a billboard right now. Mary Gay Scanlon. And she'll say, "I did." Is she really going to say then, Henry, "I didn't vote against him. I voted present." I want to see that. Yeah. I want to see, listen, what the hell you mean you voted present?
You want to see the spin. I want to see.
Yeah.
What, just why?
What are you, a dummy?
What compelled you?
Present. Mary Gay, should we go to war against Nazi Germany? Present.
Present.
Mary Gay, Mother's Day. Are you for mothers? I'm voting present. My goodness. Donald Norcross, it's just, that's a different story. I mean, come on. 855-839-1210. New Testament is a good one. Coming up, your calls. We'll get a few in a row here and get your spinoff. Think a little bit outside the box, like the New Testament. And also, we'll play you AOC. At least she gives the reason in what I'm going to play you of why she wouldn't vote for Charlie Kirk. And I think she apparently goes on the rampage saying we have to expose him to America. Now, how's that going? When you see a guy, prime of life, killed, engaging college students in this manner, and he's dead now, forever, and his wife with the children, I think you got to tread pretty lightly if you're trying to take this apart. You know, if you say you differ with him, fine. I mean, some of the things he said about the role of women, I differ with, I'll tell you straight up. But does that take away the goodness and the achievement he had, somehow or another, breaking through with young people on this? Does that take, and on a personal level, apparently every person I've spoken with says good things about him on a personal level. So you're really going to just run that down and expose that to America. All right, we'll play that and take your calls. More next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, this is Dom. Oh, boy, in a moment, AOC and why she voted against this resolution praising the life and legacy of Charlie Kirk. One of the major reasons, apparently, she says he was uneducated and ignorant. And just imagine the guy, I think he's still with her, that's with AOC. Oh, man. What's the phrase?
Riley or something?
Yeah. With the sandal-wearing guy all the time. I don't even want to say high maintenance. This is to another level, you know. But, whew, my goodness. All right, let me take a call because people have been waiting. Then we'll play that here. Henry, I want to see what Robert's up to today. Robert on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Henry, it's good to talk to you. And Robert is up to no good, as always.
All right.
And that was Barry Scheck that Jay Leno called you. You were mentioning it yesterday. He called you the Barry Scheck of talk radio.
How did you remember that? I'm really impressed.
Man.
That is, he did. And I don't know why that happened. I must have asked. I really wanted to get to know him. Maybe it was too quick. And he did call me the Barry Scheck of talk radio.
Well, I was basically wanting to comment on what Joe and Gary were talking about yesterday from another angle as far as Jimmy Kimmel. Dom, they cut U.S. aid, and all of a sudden the Democratic Party is out of money. They sent $93 billion from the Treasury Department last year and couldn't tell you where it went. They've been subsidizing these people all along. They're not firing them because they're suddenly not bringing in revenue. They haven't been bringing in revenue for 2 or 3 years, but taxpayer dollars have been subsidizing that. So my aspect is, this isn't a president, meaning Donald Trump, who's trying to propagandize people. This is a president who's removing the propaganda from our TV and making it so that we don't have to pay for it anymore.
I'm in agreement, but just here, the only thing is, I want to be more efficient on this. I know you got to let Trump be Trump. Stop bringing up Jimmy Fallon and the FCC guy now. Simmer down a little bit. Go in the back, because I want the story to be the affiliates and this uprising took out Kimmel, rather than just, some of the other stuff that's in play.
Well, I think that the networks would love to turn this into a Trump being authoritarian
yes.
instead of admitting that they're doing it for money reasons. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. They're looking for this, and the FCC guy needs a lower profile.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I think, Robert, because they're going to pounce. He's colorful. He said, do it the easy way or the hard way. You know, the Chicago way. I get it. But pump the brakes now. Let this be the story that ABC just was waiting to get rid of him.
Well, anything that pushes the left to take him to court so we can get decisions on these things that
yes.
he wants to do
yes.
will serve us better going down the road when the Democrats are in power.
Exactly.
Get them delineations in now. My answer to the side question is they created the Office of Strategic Services in World War II to deal with military intelligence. And then in 1947, Harry Truman signed an executive order turning the OSS into the CIA, which was the first peacetime intelligence gathering organization in modern history. So my answer is the CIA as a spinoff from the OSS.
And
you guys have a great
you,
weekend.
You believe, though. As I do, the CIA is better than the OSS.
Well, it was certainly more capable. No
yes.
doubt it was more capable, but it was also more susceptible to secretive and plotting and things like that, whereas the OSS was underneath the UCMJ. You know what I mean?
Yep, exactly. Thank you, Robert. Great call. All right. Now, we follow a great call with that, with the dribblings of AOC. If you're driving, pull over when she calls Charlie Kirk uneducated and ignorant. She voted against this resolution. And the major thrust of this is we have to tell America what, and I'm looking at 60,000 new chapter requests after his death. AOC, tread lightly. Here's what she said.
A license for the abuse of power and whitewashing of American history. Today's resolution only underscores the majority's recklessness by choosing to author this condemnation and honoring on a purely partisan basis, instead of uniting Congress in this tragedy with one of the many bipartisan options to condemn political violence and Kirk's murder, as we did with the late Melissa Hortman. Instead, the majority proceeded with a resolution that brings great pain to the millions of Americans who endured segregation, Jim Crow, and the legacy of bigotry today. We should be clear about who Charlie Kirk was, a man who believed that the Civil Rights Act that granted Black Americans the right to vote was a mistake. Who, after the violent attack on Paul Pelosi, claimed that, quote, some amazing patriot, unquote, should bail out his brutal assailant, and accused Jews of controlling, quote, not just the colleges, it's the nonprofits, it's the movies, it's Hollywood, it's all of it, unquote. His rhetoric and beliefs were ignorant, uneducated, and sought to disenfranchise millions of Americans. Far from the working, quote, working tirelessly to promote unity, unquote, asserted by the majority in this resolution. It is equally important that Congress does unite to reject the government's attempt to weaponize this moment into an all-out assault on free speech across the country. All in the name of Charlie Kirk, President Trump and the FCC are now cynically threatening to shut down ABC and any outlets who give airtime to the administration's political critics. This is a disgusting attack on the American people and the very First Amendment rights that define us as a country. It is also the ABC Corporation's responsibility to refuse to embolden and participate in this corruption and escalation of censorship. We continue to pray for Mr. Kirk's family and loved ones in the wake of this terrible act. I am thinking especially of his children and his wife, whose grief cannot be measured. And with that, I yield back to the gentleman.
All right. So, yeah, nice at the end. Well played there. Uneducated and ignorant. Mary Gay, is that why you voted present today? So it wasn't that you skipped the vote because something pressing happened. You were there and you voted present today on this resolution. You find Charlie Kirk to be ignorant and uneducated. Is that your stance? Why did Mary Gay Scanlon and Donald Norcross go the way they did today? And those four Republicans, some of them are just fools. Maybe they had something pressing, but they're the type of names I've seen before that always have something quirky about this. This was a straight up thing. The number of Democrats had voted against this one way or the other. And you look, the leadership voted for it, and Mikey Sherrill in Jersey voted for it. She didn't vote present. She didn't skip the vote as she did with Lake and Riley. What does that tell you? Well, it tells you even in New Jersey, it's risky to do what AOC just did. Now, she's in a place that's completely wild and safe, and she's running for president to be even wilder in a progressive side. Do I think she'll be the nominee? No. But she's useful in the stuff that she'll do in debates, et cetera, as we get toward 2028. And she probably puts the fear of God in Chuck Schumer in New York. Love to get your reaction to that. Ignorant and uneducated. I think he went to college, dropped out. I know he doesn't have a college degree.
He went to college, and I think he only did like the first semester or the half of the second, and then he dropped out.
Yeah. So now that's uneducated and ignorant. I thought she was going to get into detail on something here. She tried the various quotes that we see attributed to him. And again, long public record, a lot of debate. God knows the stuff that goes back and forth. But uneducated and ignorant. We have to tell that story of Charlie Kirk. The media just, look, I'm still in the camp that thinks they're incompetent many times, as much as ideologues. Do they not think it's a story? And the Republican Party out there, I'll check their website. Do they have anything up? Are they on the ball to say Mary Gay Scanlon has to answer? Why did you vote against the life of Charlie Kirk? Why did you do that today? If her answer is, you ignorant, I voted present, that's even worse. Let's talk then. Think that's going to fly? 855-839-1210. All right, Dom time. Jeff Van Drew will be here at 2 o'clock. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about this vote around Charlie Kirk, which is just huge news. And the other piece of news, the president dropped kind of casually in this phone call with the Chinese dictator. He's going to visit there, and the Chinese dictator is going to visit here. But that TikTok appears to, we don't have the details yet, I'm looking every break, to be now set up to go to American investors. All right, devil in the details with this, though. You know, and how much do the TikToks of the world have to do with the radicalization of people? You know how I feel the damage of TikTok. And the president's been all over the place on this, but that was announced today. And we just played you AOC attacking Charlie Kirk, despite all that's going on around us. Wow. All right. Next hour, we'll have a $50 gift card from Qdoba. We'll have that for Dom's Money Melody, and we'll get a winner on the side question. This has been an unbelievable week on the side question. I don't see it on here. I'm assuming it's Gallus, Henry. I don't know if you know or not yet.
Yes, but, it will be.
It's Gallus. Okay. We'll do all that And I happened to see Scott Presler, of course, will be here on Monday. I saw him coming into an event somewhere in central Pennsylvania, and he just had one guy with security across the back of his shirt. And it wasn't a no-neck guy. I'm going to tell him on Monday, Scott, we need several no-neck guys. It was like a young guy who was physically fit, but not imposing.
Yeah.
I want Presler to have guys his height with no necks.
Yeah, I need a guy bigger than Scott.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the top influencers out there, and he is indispensable. And we're seeing the appetite for the nonsense that goes on here. Not even being able to vote for this simple resolution, decries that he was killed, says he was a patriotic American. And then says we shouldn't have political violence. Why can't they vote for it? They're voting against Kirk. They're going to expose him to America. Mary Gay, the ball's in your court. You want to continue to do that? I have nothing but contempt, too, for the people in the suburbs voting for these Democrats. I just am contemptuous of you. You don't see the damage they're doing? Houlihan, Dean, their arrogance, Scanlon, Mikey Sherrill. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.